It's interesting when you travel, you get a chance to operate in a different community to what you're used to back in your hometown. Here in Berlin, I'm here strategically to mix with people who are doing a few things in the online startup world. I'm hanging out at a place called Beta House, which is a co-work environment. It's also got a cafe. And it's pretty cool, and they put on quite a few different functions and opportunities for me to meet people. But one thing I'm starting to realise is because of my connections that suggested that I go to Beta House, and because of the events that they have, and everybody else around that, I'm finding that I'm starting to operate in a little bit of an echo chamber. I'm in a bubble. I'm starting to meet the same people several times, which is actually really cool, because have you ever noticed that when you meet somebody the first time, it's quite formal, but when you meet somebody the second time, it's, mate, good to see you again. You know, like your buddies, your pals. There's always, I think the second meeting is actually more important than the first meeting. Anyway, that's an aside. But yeah, I'm starting to meet all these people again, and and it's good. And these people are highly motivated. And I was talking to a young lady today who was saying how you go to another city here in Germany and you realise that Berlin is different. In the other cities, they're doing their thing. But here, everybody's a startup. Everybody's an innovator. Everybody's an entrepreneur. Everybody's trying to kick their particular goal through the goalpost. Whereas in the other cities in Germany, it's not the case. And probably most other cities around the world, other than a few select areas like Silicon Valley, for argument's sake. So that's a whole Berlin, that's a whole Silicon Alley thing that is here in Berlin. Bit of an echo chamber. But I'm also wondering if I'm missing out on seeing some other things. Okay, I'm here on task to kick these goals, but I also want to be involved in some of the other aspects of Berlin life. And I'm starting to think I need to get my act together and find out what else is going down. So I think it's time to get a little bit more serious about these other things that happen in Berlin and get on Gidsy and see what's happening through the Gidsy network and go and do some of those interesting things that people are offering out there and go and check out some of the things that I'm particularly interested in and go and dance more tango. I've been distracted with friends who've been staying and some of this goal-kicking stuff I just mentioned, but I think I need to get a little bit more organised and find out what's happening in the tango scene, because they're entirely different scenes to the startup community that I've been keeping myself very much in as I've been trying to do these things. I think this is a trap that everybody potentially can fall into when they are travelling, is that they end up starting to mix with the same people. And that doesn't matter whether you're in a hostel or whether you're a tourist or whether you're at a conference. Same tends to attract same. And I think it's important to keep extending outside of it. Last Friday when I went to Another Country Books was a good example of actually stepping outside of that community. So I need to do more of that. They're just my thoughts for the day. Have a good day, everybody. Catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye.